Whiskey Zulu Victor. My name is Robert, opening up the TGIF net. This net is conducted every single Friday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern on the TGIF server Talk Group 31665 for the discussion of a pre-selected subject or other amateur radio topic. Tonight we're going to have Mr. Ty, the second net of a three-net series, and we'll be talking about Prime tonight. Talk Group Admin, and all that. So if you have any questions about what's posted on the main Prime page, now's the chance to get all those questions answered. So Mr. Ty will be with us a little later on. All right, emergency traffic may be indicated by triple break and will be accepted at any time during the net. Remember, this is a directed net, so please do not transmit unless you are directed to do so by the net control station. When you check in, please say your call sign only. Call sign only, please. All right, do you have any stations with any announcements, news, or any other traffic for the net? Please come now. All right, let's call for any station with any news, traffic, any type of announcements for the net. Please come now.
YQL.
All right, looks like we have one station, KC8YQL. Go ahead, sir. It's all yours.
Information made its new debut at its new location Wednesday on Josh Nice's Ham Radio Crash Course on YouTube. We got the bomb launch, Robert. They're at the very end of the netcast. They're only going to be on bi-monthly, or should I say bi-weekly. Well, they're going to be on twice a month. So, in a month that they're a week that they're not on, if you guys didn't already know about it, Lou from down in Texas is calling a D-Star Picture app. It's on the same time animation's on. So that's going to work out pretty good for me. When we're not watching animation, we'll be on REF-72D port, VDAC, console 72 port, doing the picture app. And that's kind of a neat thing to do. If you guys haven't tried it, come on over and give it a try. We will work with new people. It's not been doing it. And you can come take a little extra time with you guys before the net starts. 9 o'clock Eastern time, 72 Delta port. Podium is back to Sir Robert.
All righty, sounds good, Bill. Thanks for all that great information there. Appreciate it. All right, this is K4WZV. My name's Robert, and thank God it's Friday. Short time check-ins. Please go now.
ADAGO.
I'll fade in your X-ray, sir.
November 2, Mike Romeo Hotel.
Oh, Papa.
Whiskey Bravo 4, Alpha New Zulu. Whiskey Bravo 4, Alpha New Zulu.
Kilo Bravo 3, Joint Quebec Quebec. KB3, JQQ.
Kilo Echo 4, Bravo Charlie November.
Kilo 5, Delta Uniform Romeo.
Andy Golf X-ray. 88, Entail.
Victor Echo 3, Zulu Uniform Oscar. VE 3, ZUO.
November 1, X-ray Quebec X-ray, 10-1 XQX.
Whiskey 5, Echo Tango Juliet, W5EPJ.
W1NIJ.
Extra Sierra,
KV9.
KV8JJ.
AA8X.
Kilo 6, Foxtrot Charlie 70.
Kilo Juliet 4, Bravo Tango Charlie.
Victor Alpha 3, Whiskey Mike.
All righty, this looks like a great list to start off with. Wow, we have VA3WM, KJ4BTC, K6FCDC, AA8X, KE8CUJ, KV9Q, KI5MFS, KA8FHW, W1NIG, W5ETJ, N1X2X, V3ZUO, K9FBH, KE8NKO, K2NGX, K5DVR, KF4 or KE4BTN, KB3JQQ, JOQ, or no, JQQ, do two Qs, K K2YR, Key, WB4AIZ, N2MRH, WDAIXE, KD8AGO, KC8YQL. Alrighty. Excellent group. Thank you guys for checking into the Nethernet. We're doing short time check-ins. Please come now.
KI4ZNH.
N2WOJ.
Kilo Delta 8, Victor Charlie Uniform.
Kilo Niner, Pickle Hotel.
Whiskey 5, Juliet Sierra Romeo.
5UG. November 5, Sierra Sugar America Papa.
November 3, Mike.
K5OKE.
Mel Fox Johnson.
KB4NVD.
KE0YG.
November 6, Kilo Romeo Juliet.
KE3TGH.
KD0UAF.
BE3JAR.
Whiskey, Foxtrot, 7, Golf, Lima, Uniform.
KN6MNO.
We got WF7GLU. BE3JAR. KD0UAF. BE3TGH. N6KRS. Is that right? Correct me if I'm wrong on that. KRJ. N6KRJ. KE0YGW. WB9RXK. KB4MGD. Not November 9, Delta Romeo Foxtrot. N5OKE. N3MEL. N5SAP. KA5OUG. KD9FEH. 88UCU. N2WDJ. KD4LZL. W3BIT. KI4ZNH. W4DCR. DA3WM. KJ4BTC. K6FCC. And A8X. Alrighty, what a group. Thank you guys for checking in. This is TO4 WhiskZoo Victor. My name's Robert, and thank God it's Friday. Short time check-ins. One more round for short-timers, and then we'll be going to prefix 1, 2, and 3. Short time check-ins, please, come now.
W4DOG.
Zero. Where am I? Sorry, J-Lo.
KJ7OJJ.
Victor Alpha 6, Whiskey Victor, VA6WB.
W4RSS.
Whiskey 10, Bravo, Dr. Bravo.
KC3CEO, Charlie 3, Charlie Delta Uniform. I'm a little bit late coming in the minute tonight.
WA4KWK.
Alrighty, I got K5SLL, WR4KWK, KC3CDU, we got WW7BOB, W4RSS, VA6WV, we got KJ7OJJ, W4PNA, KJ500, 2E0NXK, WFSMGLN. Alrighty, I want to thank everybody thus far that's checked into the TGIF Net. Appreciate it, guys. My name is Robert in West Central Florida. K4WZB is the call. We're taking prefixes 0, 1, 2, and 3. If you have a 0, 1, 2, or 3, please come now.
Whiskey 3, Delta Oscar November, Don in Lancaster.
Yes.
KF0BXI.
VE3. IGN, that's Victor Echo 3, India, Golf, November.
KB3TV.
KB3RD. KB2YED.
Alrighty, another great group of amateur radio operators. We have EE3DNF, KA2YED, EE3RD, KB3CBS, VE3IGN, KS0BXI, KA0PDS, KC0RMP, and W3DON. Alrighty, what a great group that was. Alright, gentlemen, we're doing prefixes 0, 1s, 2s, and 3s. If you have not checked into the TGIF net and would like to, and you have a 0, 1, 2, or 3 in your call sign prefix, please come now.
VA3DWD.
61 in Magic.
All righty, I've got Mr. Martha, KC1MNJ, and McGill, KC1LKO. We can BA3TWT, D3DSF. All righty, not an outstanding group here. This is people before Whiskey New Victor. Let's open it up. The prefix is 4, 5, and 6. You have like 4, 5, or 6 in your call stuff, my friend. Please go now.
6, 0.
Echo Delta.
Yankee Mike.
KF5AJ.
Kilo 4, Kilo Alpha Hotel. Kilo Ball 5, Tango, Juliet Yankee.
Kilo 5, Foxtrot Echo Romeo.
PEN.
KE4TLC.
KE4BJ.
KN4UCZ.
Kilo November 4 Romeo Whiskey. I didn't know if I got it, but my dog's.
Alrighty, look at this outstanding group of amateur radio operators. We have KN4RW, KN4UCZ, KE4BJA, KE4TLC, NG5N, K6EEN, K5FDR, KG5TJY, K4KAH, KF5AEJ, KG5QYM, BK4XDD, KI5EXY, KF6S, Mr. James. Alrighty, guys, this is BO4 Whiskey Zulu Victor. My name is Robert, and thank God it's Friday. We're doing prefixes 4, 5, and 6. If you have a 4, 5, or 6 in your prefix and would like to check in, please come now.
Oh, that's so well.
Bingo Yankee. N4ZWR. N4ZWR.
KB5XE.
November 6, TRD.
Kilo Charlie 5, Alpha Fox Trotline.
There. Just seen a K. KC4IPX. Got you checked in there? KF5CJG. We got K2ANN and K2OZ, WA9RFT, KC5AFM, N6TRD, KB5XE, K5GU, N4ZWR, KN4OTY, K5SLL. Alrighty, I want to thank everybody thus far that's checked into the TGIF net. This is Kilo 4 Whiskey Zulu. My name is Robert. Checking in. The TGIF net check-in tonight. Let's move on to prefixes 7, 8, and 9. If you have a 7, 8, or 9 in your call sign prefix, please come now.
9, Quebec Oscar.
AE8DAF.
BA7KDO.
AF7FS.
Goal 7, Lima Radio Radio.
WD8MVU.
Number 8, Uniform Bravo.
Kilo Echo 8, November Kilo Oscar.
Kilo 8, Whiskey Fox.
Whiskey 8, Delta Mike.
Kilo Echo 7, Baker Charlie.
Echo 7, Indy Golf.
KC 9, SIO, Kilo Charlie 9. Sierra India Oscar.
Whiskey 9, Kilo Golf Bravo.
Whiskey Delta 9, Hotel Golf Oscar.
All right, look at this outstanding group of amateur radio operators. We got N9ISP, WD9HTO, W9KGB, KC9SIO, BE7IGN, KE7BC, W8DMM, K8WF, or K8WI, WF, got it, KWF, KE8NKO, N8UB, WD8KOB, WD8MDU, G7LRR, Mr. Andy, AS7FS, Mr. Mitch, EAE7KDO, KE8DAS, W9QO. All right, man, that was a great group there. Let's just open it up for anybody, anywhere. If you have not checked into the TGIF net and would like to check in, now's your chance. Please come now.
This is KCA USA.
AJ7NNN.
Kilo Echo 8 Lima Delta Tango KE8LBT.
This is KF5AEK.
KF5KHS.
KF0BXI.
November 9, Papa Mike Romeo.
November 0, Bravo Tango Charlie.
Dolphin D0, Sierra Tango Charlie.
Alrighty, look at this fantastic group here. Golf India 0, Sierra Tango Charlie. We've got Mr. David in 0BTC, N9PMR, KF0BXI, KF5KHS, KF5AEK, KE8LDT, KQ8H, KJ7NNM. Mr. Fred, KCAUSMA. All right, very good. This is Kilo 4 Whiskey Zulu Victor. My name is Robert. Thank God it's Friday. Anybody anywhere, if you did not hear your name called, means I didn't get you, or your call sign called, means I didn't get you. So if you'd like to check in, or anybody else that has not checked in and would like to, now's your chance. Please come now.
83 QY.
N8TWU, November 8, Tango Whiskey Uniform.
Victor Echo 3, Golf Tango X-ray.
05 Delta Uniform Romeo, for a call conversion.
Not sure if you got me, Robert. WB3IH1.
N2GYN.
KC9USB. Kilo Charlie 9, Uniform 0.
Kilo Bravo 7, Bravo Yankee India.
Alrighty, another outstanding group of amateur radio operators. We got KB7BYI, KC9USB, N2GYN, WB3IHY, K5DVR, VE3GTX, N8GWU, N1JXX, and Mr. Larry, AB3GY. Alrighty, guys, this list is great. Thanks, everybody, for checking in tonight. Very, very much appreciated. We'll go one more round, and then we're going to hand it over to Mr. Ty for questions. Mr. Quiet, Ty's got a little announcement to start things off with. I'm sure he does. And we'll take questions in an orderly fashion. So last round for check-ins. All you plenty of time. If you'd like to check in, now's your chance. Last call for check-ins. Please come now.
Victor Echo 3, Victor Papa Golf.
Kilo Alpha 3, November Golf Tango.
Whiskey 4, Mike Oscar.
KC 3, JS.
KB 3, NUN.
Alpha Bravo 5, Uniform.
That's right.
KB 5, TJG.
November 7, Echo Volt Bravo.
Alrighty, what a great group here. KD4LZL, N7DBB, K3PTC, KC8ZYB, KD5TJG, KP4RX, KA4CW, ABSU, KB3AUN, KC3JS, WW4MO, KA3NGT, DE3VPG. Alrighty, guys, last call here. Last call, then we're going to get right on to our subject. Anybody anywhere, last call to check in. Please come now.
Whiskey 2 Delta Echo Alpha, just not sure if you heard me the first time. W2DEA, Brooklyn, New York, great, checking in.
November 9, Delta Yankee Oscar.
A4CW. Alrighty, we got A4CW, N9DYO. We got W2DEA, KC8MBN. All right, everybody. Everybody has checked into the TGIF net. Thank God it's Friday. My name is Robert. Kilowatt 4 Whiskey Zulu Victor is the call. My location is West Central Florida in the town of Brooksville. Let's see if Mr. Ty is with us there and ready to rock and roll prime time on TGIF. Are you ready to go, Mr. Ty? It's all yours.
Kilo Go 5, Romeo Kilo India. I'm here.
All right, very good, very good. Did you get any thing you wanted to announce or say before we start taking questions?
Yeah, so let's see. yeah, so this week didn't go exactly the plan, but it never does, you know. But the good thing is, basically opening that Discord channel was a really good idea, because we've had a lot of talk of admins come in there and get in touch with me directly, and you know, I know last night I said I'd be pushing out kind of features slowly, but what ended up happening was I've been kind of opening it to small groups and having them double check things, and it kind of put some conditions that we hadn't thought of and this and that, and so we've got it fixed, you know, before that early. So, you know, working on that, and and my kitchen, like, flooded this week because my disposal messed up, and so I woke up and there was, like, water running out from under my counter and all that, so I just get that fixed. But anyway, that wasn't a big issue. I got that taken care of. But anyway, yeah, so let me rekey real quick. Hey, Rob, give me a signal check here real quick.
You sound absolutely beautiful. Go ahead, sir.
Ah, thank you, Sarah. I appreciate that. It's because I've gotten lots of beauty sleep and making my voice beautiful, I guess. But anyway, so you may have noticed if you go to the index page at prime.tgov.network, it's kind of like better. I decided to kind of give everybody a little bit of a sneak peek, because I've gotten a lot of comments in the Discord about people kind of wanting more of a sort of an intro, kind of like what's on TJF now, to give kind of like a background information about TJF and things. But so I kind of wanted to explain, like, sort of what we're aiming for that very first, like, if you go to prime.tgf.network, that first page you see. And if you go to, like, especially on a PC, you'll notice, like, you can kind of resize a lot of the frames and move them around. And now you see, like, a little mini last heard. And basically the goal there in the future is to make it where, like, you know, say you're friends for a talk group or something, you know, you could create, like, a couple mini last heard screens. It's basically, like, to customize your own, like, landing page for that. And that you can have, like, controls and statistics and things like that. And so, and maybe I'll have, like, a little info there. But, yeah, that's kind of where we're headed with that. So this is kind of like a little preview of that, a sneak peek, if you want to call it that. But, yeah, I'm going to read the key real quick. All right, skip forward, yeah? Another thing, okay, we just pushed out an epic page, and apologize guys for not getting that document out that I was going to get out, but that FAQ page covered a lot of the topics that we went over, and like I said, you know, we recorded a lot on that, and you know, you can just go back there and listen to that. But there were a couple of things that I mentioned on there that were brought up and should be covered in that FAQ, and there'll be more coming on there. And by the way, FAQ is for frequently asked questions. But also just kind of things that we've added things in there that, you know, people should know, just general information, I guess. But, you know, pretty much a lot of that on the Discord. So if you're really interested in Prime and, like, the progress on it, go ahead and jump in the Discord if you like. If not, just hang back and relax and just work the Twitch, you know, and tune it to the net and keep up to date with the status. But things are rolling. We're moving along, so... let's see, I think we can go ahead and start taking questions, as we go through that, I'm about to pull up my notes here, and, in between questions, I may point out a few other things, so, I'll also keep an eye on the Discord, people throwing out things, you know, so, feel free to do that, but anyway, yeah, progress is moving along pretty quick. And I know I said I would announce kind of the projected date for the official switch today, and so I'm going to wait till sort of the end of the net to kind of give the good estimate of where I think we are right now. But I think we're moving at a good pace at the moment, and I'm pretty happy with, especially happy with, like, all the help from everyone on the Discord to come up with these FAQs and different suggestions and get things to our attention, because you don't get all the stuff until you open it up, you know. And it's a good idea we're doing it this way. So yeah, I'll send it back to you, Rob.
Yeah, okay, very good, very good. Yeah, we want everybody to be part of the network, and everybody's ideas are welcome. it on Discord, talk about it, you know, if you've got ideas, if you don't like something, don't be afraid to say it, you know, come in and let the developers know what you think, you know. Well, we want to make it the best for everybody. All right, let's start taking questions. Anybody, anywhere, got a question for the DMR Caius Beast Code Running Master, please come now.
November 0, Bravo Tango Charlie.
All right, we're making a list here. We got N0BTC. Who else? I know all you admins out there, and if you got questions now, you can answer it about that time. We're moving along, moving right along. Who's got questions? Mr. Ty's got answers. Please go now.
Sure, I'll go ahead and key up real quick. This is KC3CDU. Sorry for the noise in the background. I'm getting something to drink. KC3CDU.
Kilo 5 Delta Uniform Romeo.
Okay, let's go with the three stations here to break the ice for us tonight. We got N0BTC, KC3CDU, and K5ERU. N0BTC. Go ahead, David. You have the podium.
Hey there, Ty. This is November 0, Bravo Tango Charlie. I saw an announcement on the Prime page this week that said that there was going to be a change to the talk numbering policy. And I was curious as to why you guys chose to make such a shift. What made that decision? For what reasons?
It's K5RKI. Yeah, I appreciate you bringing that up. Thanks for reminding me. Yeah, we did that just because we're really mean, and we want to control all the talker numbers, and we want to keep all the cool ones for ourselves, you know. And so basically, we had this was kind of brought to our attention by someone else. Like I said, it's one of the things that you don't think about until you kind of start rolling it out and it gets big. And so basically, you know, there were people requesting talk groups that were like 7 inches long and all this, and we were thinking, and someone brought it to my attention that the talk group that someone requested was someone's DMR ID, and we're like, oh man, that's, you know, that's not good. You know, I mean, obviously it's not good. And so basically, like, repeater IDs are 6 digits long, right? And, you know, repeater IDs are 6 digits long, and regular IDs, DMR IDs, like, when you're with your 7 digits long. And, you know, it just, I don't think we can justify by giving away, like, a target number that is someone else's DMR ID. I know for me, I wouldn't want my personal DMR ID to be used as someone's talk group number, you know? And especially once we get private calls and stuff going, like, what if they key it up as private or something and I dial up my radio? So I think I talked about it. I think I'm back here now. But yeah, anyway, so basically, we're gonna take a look into it a little bit more to see if there might be at least like a partial range, maybe, that we can do that. And if you really, really need like an ID for some reason, you know, get in touch with us. We'll see what we can do. But we're just not gonna take like, especially one that is already assigned to someone, you know, not without their permission. But there's an exception there. If you want to request a talk group that the ID belongs to you, or that the repeater ID is under your call sign or under your club's call sign or anything like that, that's not an issue. That's no problem, right? But we can't. You know, it just doesn't make sense. You know, it's just not right. So, and like I said, man, we're in the Discord. Like, we're super open to any suggestions or any ideas on all this. And so we're kind of working through all these sort of issues. And so that this is one great example of one of these things that we've run into. So we've had to kind of shift around the code and deal with this sort of stuff. So this is why we're going to slow, you know. Well, we're not really doing it slow. We just, you know, we don't want to put it all out at once. It would be a nightmare. Because I guarantee you there's going to be two or three other little things like this out there. We're just going to find them. So the more people that get involved and help us and speed this up, you know, we'd get there for sure. We may even have the next net on Prime
We'll see. But I appreciate you bringing that up, BTT. I'll send it back to you real quick. Back to Rob.
All right. Thank you, Ty. I think that answered my question. I'll send it back to Rob, K4WTV from N0BTC. Go ahead, sir, with the rest of the net.
Okay. Yeah, thanks for bringing that up. And, maybe we do need to discuss a little further because we need to figure out the ranges that they're going to be giving out IDs to. Because what might be taken as a number right now might be in the future. So we need to figure out how they do the ID system and all that, too. So, but for the most part, if you can keep with the five-digit IDs, please do there. Make things simpler. All right, very good. KC3CDU, go ahead, sir. You have the podium.
Well, good evening, folks. Thank you for taking my check-in and my questions. I do have a couple of questions, and I won't hold it too long, hopefully. Question number one, are we still on schedule for the 15th for the DNS to be pointed to the main TGIF.network? Question two is, let's say I request a talk group on TGIF, and I use my All-Star node ID for the talk group ID. What limitations would I have with a talk group? I mean, would I be able to bridge into Echo Link or bridge into, other All-Star nodes? What would the real limitations be if I did that versus if I used my DMR ID as a talk group? KC3CDU.
All right, KC5RK. I think you said the first question. So first off, the timeline was today. I was going to try and give an estimate of where we're at. And I'll just go ahead and say it. Basically, it's looking like I'm gonna just on the day side, right? See, towards the end of the month is probably looking where we're gonna actually do the actual DNS switch. But that could change, though, just depending on how things go. But to remember, guys, you can go to Prime right now and we're getting so many people coming into Prime, and every day it goes up, quite a bit. And I mean, with those graphs public, so you guys can see it yourself. And we're getting more and more questions, and more than expected, a lot of talk groups requested, which means that, all this time the Prime is in a beta and whatnot, basically there's a lot more talk groups that people want to get transferred than we expected. So and all the other things I mentioned, there's leading to this month, man, for sure, either way. So your second question I think you were asking what are the limitations if you use a repeater ID connected to your talk group, your All-Star number, right? Hold on, let me rekey real quick. Okay, so let me explain it like this. So if you go register an account on Prime under your call sign, immediately under the user security section, all the DMR IDs that are linked to your call sign and repeater IDs that are linked to your call sign will show up with the user security passcodes that let you log in securely and blah, 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 right? If you have a club call sign or another call sign or Peter or whatever that you want to link to your account, I'm hearing from people that I'm dropping in and out. Hold on just a second. How am I sounding to you, Rob?
You sound fine here, Ty. 100% copy here, so I'm not sure.
Okay, Roger. I just turned on my power a little bit, so maybe it'll be a little bit better now. So earlier, a couple days ago, I talked to a couple guys that brought up a couple of really good points. They asked me that they were saying that they have a club call sign, and that's what they use on their repeater and this and that and bridges. And they were asking, what should they do if they want to use that DMRP for some of their bridges. And they've already registered their talk groups under the normal call sign. Well, the way it will work here, So if you want to do that, basically go ahead and create an account under the club call sign and register, just like you did the other one, right? And basically you'll be able to link in, you'll be able to link the club call sign into your normal account and be able to control all of that from the same place. And so basically, like, if you have a talk group set up, you can have the Bridget coming in on their DMR IDs, your IDs or whatever it is, right, and control all that and, you know, and set all the rules and whatnot. And, yeah, anyway, you'll be able to, like, you won't have to have a bunch of, you can, you don't have to, like, make a bunch of different accounts for each call sign, right? Like, you can manage more than one at a time, okay? And when you manage your talk group, you can also, like, transfer ownership with the button. You can get the name changed. We've gotten to that in now. I don't know. Let me go ahead and send it back to the station, because I'm kind of forgetting the question here. So I apologize. Did that answer your question at all? I think you mentioned All-Stars also, right?
KC3, you see here. To a degree, yes, but mostly no. My question really is, what would the limitations be if I created a public talk group on TGS front? Would I be able to pitch between my All-Star, Echolink, and stuff without going against TDIF terms of use? Essentially is where I'm going with that. The second part of that question, though, is what is the difference between a public talk group and me just using my DMR ID as a talk group?
Okay, great. Yeah, so as far as the rules and regulations of TDIF and that, basically the whole idea of Prime is to really give, like, as much power and control, like, to just the talk group. So if you request talk group, you know, you'll get your own panel, and if you want to, say you want to make a private talk group and have a whitelist where only you and, like, your club members can go into it or something, you can do that. Say you make a talk group and, you know, you just ban people for sneezing or whatever, you know, you can do that. Like, you make your own rules, right? So basically, what we're saying is, like, so in the beginning, Swan Legacy, you know, we used to say follow part 97 rules and this and that, but, you know, like, I was thinking about it, and that's, like, FCC rules. That only applies, like, the United States, and that's all countries all over come into TDF. So basically, it's follow the rules, like, of your country, the laws of your country, you know, and, you know, it just use your head, right? It's just like ham radio. Like, it's kind of common sense stuff. We just don't have this kind of, like, not have time to go and police all these things, so we're basically giving the talk group, like, the power to do it themselves, right? And if you can run your talk group into the ground and nobody likes it, then go ahead and do it, you know? But as far as bridging and doing all that stuff, I mean, like I said, follow the laws of your country. And if you get in trouble, like, you're going to get in trouble, right? So follow the laws of your country, but what? No, there's no... basically, the way Prime's been set up is, like, one talk group. You can totally mess it up, have a bunch of bridges going, and nobody can talk right and all this, and it doesn't affect any other talk groups. So it's kind of the whole idea there. I'll re-queue real quick. Okay, and your other question, what's the difference between actually getting an official talk group or whatever, registered one, versus, you know, using your own DMR ID as a talk group? Now, I'm kind of glad you brought that up, because one idea I've been playing with here is, and everybody listen to this part, because I know as soon as I open up this talk group admin panel up and start talking about the features and stuff, everybody's going to want to start, like, requesting talk groups and stuff just to see it and play with it. Well, what I was thinking about doing is making it to where once you make an account, it will basically give you one from one of your IDs, but it just won't be named and, like, show up on a list unless you, like, want it to, right? But you'll be able to control it in the same way. So that way, it doesn't have to be official, and you can still have the same kind of control over your own scope, right, your own talk group. And, yeah, you'll be able to bridge and can do whatever you like you, like you do already, right? Like I said, just use common sense and just follow the law, you know? I mean, we just can't. We don't have the time, like, to go and do all this, and so we're there late as hell, you know, so to manage all the talk groups. Basically, if you cause problems for the whole rest of the network and you're just here to cause issues, that's basically the only reason I can think of that we would have to take any kind of measure and step in at all. We really don't have to do any of that. Like, his ham radio seems to kind of, like, self-regulate itself. I kind of like to let it play out that way. So we really don't want to have to step in, you know. But let me say goodnight to you again.
Okay, very good. And so I've created a public talk group and just call it, you know, KC3CU. And, you know, in the description of the group, just say, based on some ham radio activities, feel free to join in, you know, or something like that. Would I be able to do something like that?
Yeah, you're kind of a little bit broken up there, but I think you said if you just created a talk group, like a name, like under your call sign, and saying, like, hey, talk and have fun or something, yeah, absolutely, why not, you know? I'll send it back to you one more time.
Okay, very good. I might go ahead and this is something I'm going to have to give a lot of thought to, and prayer, because I've been thinking about doing an EGIF Prime group now for a while. Okay, I appreciate the information there, Todd, and I'll go ahead and send it back to Net Control. This is KC3CDU. Thank you for taking my questions and answering them adequately. KC3CDU, back to that.
Yeah, K4WZD, thank you. I've tried a net. And you can create a talk group. The thing is, with registered talk groups, you'll have access to all the neat features. If you create a non-registered talk group, you know, just a talk group, without that, then anybody can get in, you won't have access to it, so it's a good thing. But you can do it either way, you can bridge anything you want, just like Ty said, follow the rules, and there won't be a problem. All right, this is K4WZV. Let's take it to K5DVR.
Yes, sir. Call sign here is Kilo 5 Delta Uniform Romeo. I was just wondering what the link to the Discord was. I looked on both the Prime website, the forums, and the main website, and either I'm blind or it's just not listed. So if you could get provided with a link to the Discord, please.
Yeah, it's KC5RFI. You're kind of broken up there a little bit, but I think you're asking how to get the link to the Discord. And if you go to Prime, the DJIF.network, it's right there on the front page. Or even quicker is if you just go to tgif.network/discord. So tgif.network/discord. And basically the way Discord works, like that's like an invite. So if you just go to discord.com and create an account first, you know, and you can get on Android, iOS, you can download it on Windows, Mac. Or you can literally just, like, go into a browser. You don't even have to install a program if you want. And like I said, you don't have to, but I'm there. If I'm at the computer, I'm there. And that's where a lot of activity is going on. I'm really actually surprised by how many people are over there now. It's been really helpful. But, so basically just get the Discord, like discord.com. And just create an account, and then when you go to tgif.network/discord, it'll bring you into the TGIF server, you'll get thrown into the general channel, and there's tons of people in there, and they'll help you out and show you how to use Discord and whatnot. It's a little, you know, confusing, I guess, a little bit at first, but you know, it's not bad. You'll get the hang of it. I'll send it back to you again just in case and get that right, but I think that's what you're asking.
I'm on my local hotspot now on a different radio. This should sound clear. I got the Discord. I successfully logged into it, and I'm in the servers. I appreciate that. K5DVR clear.
All right, very good. This is K4WZV. Yeah, there's 45 people online on Discord right now, and there's like 166 that's offline. Wow, it's incredible. Great resource for everybody to get involved. All right, let's make another list. Questions. You've got questions. Ty has got answers tonight on TGIF.net. Who's got some questions for Ty? Let's keep it prime specific. Prime specific questions. Who's got questions? Please come now.
K5FDR.
V3IGN.
Okay, we got K5FDR, V3IGN. I've seen a couple key ups there. The K5FD, okay, got K5FDR, V3IGN. I saw Richard key up, KC0RNP. Did you have a question, Richard, for Ty?
No, I do not. Sorry about that. KC0RNP.
Okay, anybody else have a question for Ty? We got one more spot in this round of questions. Prime server specific, Prime network specific. Anybody anywhere, please come now.
K5SLL.
Alrighty. K5SLL acknowledged. You'll be third on the list. K5FER. Go ahead, sir. Go direct to Mr. Ty. All yours.
Thank you, Robert. Ty, the question is, on Prime, will the rules be menu driven or like a selection list? Or do we have to create the rules manually? That's my question. Real pretty simple. Thank you, K5FDR.
It's K5RKI. I think you were asking about like the rules like from the talk group, like ACL kind of rules, like access rules. If you're just referring to like normal rules, like for a talk group, like there's a profile page, you can just write them on there or something, But I think you were talking about the ACL rules and if you had to define them and like all that kind of thing. Actually, hold on just a second. My roommate came in. Hey, Rob, can you take this for me just a second? Yeah, basically, I don't want to talk too much about that because we're working on that to make that really, really, easy. Like, I don't want to tell you something now and then change later, but basically, you'll see, a last heard. Say you need to temporarily ban somebody or just kick them out because they're looped on accident. They'll just see a button right there on the last heard row. You can just click it. And if you're a talker admin, I got you. Okay. And then basically you have, I was talking to another guy who was running a Excelixir actually, and he said that the whitelist and blacklist rules that I was describing him sounded a lot like the ones he was used to doing on XLX. So basically you have a whitelist and blacklist for IPs and IDs and accounts kind of. I don't want to get too into this yet because I'm going to make a video and all this to really explain it well. Say you want to have a, let me rekey real quick actually. Yeah, so say you want to have a talk group where it's just private and just you and a couple friends and keep it private, so you would go in the whitelist and you would set a default policy for the whitelist and basically whenever anybody it looks up in both the whitelist and the blacklist and sees if they're in that list or not. And if they're not, then the default policy applies. And so that could be, accept them or block them, right? So normally I'd offer the whitelist would be, accept them. The blacklist would be, don't block them, right? Accept them. But if you want to make them private, then you would make the whitelist default policy to block them. And that means you would have to manually add in, you and your, five or six friends or something. And then there's a few other rules, you can have IPs also. And so you could block a range of IPs, but then allow this one ID, this one call sign. So even if basically it all flows, and I don't want to get too into this. It'll be very, very easy and very, you can go to their panel and you'll have a last heard that just goes for your talk group and, the latest people at DF will be at the top, and you can do actions on them. And also, there's pages on there where you can see every connection. So you can see everyone that's in your talk group. And if they leave, they kind of change a different color and then slowly kind of disappear. If they just disconnect, which is different, right? that will be a different indication. So you have a very good view of everything going on in your doctor. So we're really trying to give you as much power and everything as we can. I'm going to send it back to you.
Excellent. You actually did answer my questions, and what you said is actually what I was wondering. So it all makes sense. Yeah, it was the access control list. That was what I was wondering, how easy it would be. It sounds quite easy. Thank you very much, Todd, for answering my questions. That's it. Back to you, Robert. In 5FER.
Kilo 4 with you, Victor. Yeah, very good. Like I said, there's going to be more coming out all about that, and we'll probably have a meeting with the conference admins and stuff so we can discuss everything about it so you guys know what all you can do with it and how to do it, you know, if there's any questions that are like this. But you'll be able to customize your talkers. It's really nice. I've seen sneak peeks of all this stuff, and you're going to be amazed. You're really going to be amazed. It's going to work well. All right, very good. Let's go to B3IGN. Go ahead, sir. You have the podium.
Yeah, thanks, Robert. And also, Ty, thanks for the ton of work you've been doing out here on the network. Just a quick question. Is there going to be a panel or a small window that will host your server status, network status, you know, collect some metrics and throw it up there, i.e. bandwidth, outages, you know, or... Because sometimes what I've noticed here at my end, I'll get a lot of BER rates, a lot of red on my dashboard, and I kind of wonder, you know, is it me or is it the server or is it the network? You know, some kind of tools that you have running there on your server to monitor connections between the servers, the cloud, or whatever. And, you know, and be posted, I guess, automatically on a little, like a dashboard sort of thing. A lot of ISPs, I guess, do that. And you want to see if your internet connection is good, it's good or bad, or if it's down. Or even if they're working on somehow, you know, the technicians to post that announcement. I know you do an announcement now, it's booked up. Just kind of curious for all the people that are wondering if it's their hotspot or maybe a server. Back to you, Ty. Thanks.
K5RKI. Yes, I love that one. So that is one that I've been wanting personally because, yes, all the time I hear people say, oh, it's probably on my end or, oh, I don't know, you know, this, that. Then I have to get a third party to tell them, right? And I've looked into this and see the hard part is, so like the first way that I wanted to do that was have the server send a ping out to the client and measure the amount of time that comes back and all this and that, but basically that can only be done one way. But anyway, there's a couple of other ways to do that. And so, yes, and the last turn basically is on the list. And Andy, if you're listening, write this on my notes so I can remember this again. But basically, I want to have a sort of a metric there where you and it may not be a very fine resolution metric, it may be more of like a color or something. Like maybe like a poor kind of different states, like good, bad, really bad, or really good, or something like that. But enough to kind of indicate whose site is having issues, you know. But yeah, definitely, I've been really looking into that. To answer your other question about outages and about issues and things like that. So right now in the Discord, there's a channel, and so when any metric, like any errors or critical errors or anything like that happen, they immediately get, for one, texted to me and emailed to me and a bunch of people, and then they also get posted to one of the channels in the Discord channel, so everybody can see that publicly and see what's going on. And there's also Onalariki. And also, if you go to the Prime page, there's a status page that will show you the actual like health like, status of the different services running that are critical for Prime. And, I mean, even if one of them goes down, like, as long as the web server's up and PHP's running, like, it'll show you if it's up and healthy or not. And you'll be able to see if anything's had to restart and what timestamps are on there. But I think the most powerful one is probably the one in the Discord, because that one's very detailed. It'll say, like, so many web requests have come in and gotten dropped, or UDP packet loss, and this and that. And I'll also be sending out an RSS feed that is for the announcements, and possibly another RSS feed for those sort of like critical messages, like server messages, you know. But also keep in mind, though, that this system, the Prime, so once we do this first transition onto the single server, I've actually got it set up where it'll get much bigger. We have three servers kind of like around the world, right? And so it will have a lot of redundancy. And this will be further down the line. I've been like talking about a lot of this yet, but the system's been designed in this way where it can be adapted and it can switch around and use the database and the web server to be here and back here, and they all have the same IP to automatically get routed to the closest and best server, but you also have the option to go to a specific one if you want. So it's all, and that all does work and is tested, but it's like one step at a time, so... yeah, so anyway, I think you'd be interested in checking out that one channel in the Discord. And yeah, that's a great idea, and that's one that I really like too. So, yeah, thanks for bringing that up. I'll send it back to you.
Yeah, thank you very much, Ty. Excellent. All questions answered. Lots of info there. Sounds good. And again, thanks for your work on this. I know it's a lot of work. I'm sure a lot of people think it's like too easy. Kind of do the same thing. Well, in other fields, and a lot of them think that stuff takes, you know, like a couple of days. Well, no, that's the time to be tested before go production. Thanks again, Ty. Thanks for listening. Have yourself a nice evening, and we'll turn it back over to Robert, K4WZB, V3IG.
Yeah, this is K4WZB. Very good. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Remember, Ty's written this from scratch, from the bottom up, and last time he told me it was over 35,000 lines of code. This stuff isn't done overnight, but it's all coming together now, guys. Just a little glitches here and there, and it's going to be great. So thanks for everybody's patience there, and you're really going to like it once it gets all turned on and all running. All right, let's go to K5FLL. Go ahead, sir. You have the podium.
Okay, this is K5FLL in New Edinburgh, Arkansas. I don't, Ty, I think you could answer this, but I'm not positive on that. I use DMR Gateway to have my Brandmeister and TGIF on. That's going to be quiet. I was wondering if he's got a code that I can set up Prime on the DMR Gateway. Right now, I got it setting on 5 and, well, it's 7 digits on the TGIF. And, like, for example... Let me look here. My screensaver popped up. Let me just try to... stand by that.
Anybody?
Alright, I got it. I got my setup. 7 digits. 5-5-0-3-1-6-6-5. That's the way I got it set. And, you know, do you have the code so I can set a Prime server on that DMR Gateway, if that makes sense?
This is KG5RK. I don't personally, I've used a DMR Gateway before, but I mean, it's been a while, and honestly, I really wouldn't worry. As long as you have the TGIF.network legacy, what we're on right now, working, I would just leave it right here, because, I mean, unless you have... like, really, like, unless you're running a kind of a complicated setup with a lot of bridges and things like that, and you're worried it might not work, and, you know, you want to test it, which is an idea. Speaking to, like, you know, these talker babbins that have, you know, all these bridges and whatnot, and those are the people that really should be going over and beta testing Prime and whatnot. But really, I think you should just hold tight and hang out here. And, you know, definitely go get registered on Prime website and get your account ready, but all you got to do is just hang tight, and here's, you know, a couple weeks here, you'll just get right over to TGIF, or over to Prime automatically when we move the server over. And so you'll just connect just like you're going right now, just to TGIF.network, and you'll end up on Prime. And it won't be called Prime anymore. It's a code name, you know. It's just a code name for the new backend that will become TGIF Network, you know. So, like I said, join the Discord. There's a lot of guys in there that know a lot more about that. Can answer that question a lot better than me. So, if you're hams like to try stuff, and if you want to experiment with it, feel free, man. Definitely. But I'm not the person to ask that question to, I don't think, unfortunately. So, yeah, sorry about that. But definitely check out the Discord. There's some guys talking about DMR Gateway just earlier today. So, yeah, I'll send it back to you real quick and then send it back to Rob. Thanks.
All right, Mr. Ty, I just leave it. I put my passport back in there and I just let it ride. And I just let it ride. I put my passport back in there and let it ride. And wait a couple weeks to finish what it's going to do then. I appreciate it, Mr. Ty. This is K5SLL. Back to you, Robert, Mr. Robert.
Yeah, Kilo 4, Whiskey, Zulu Victor. Yeah, there's a lot of stations on there to answer the questions about the gateway. And from what I understand, boy, everything's going to just work, you know, even the gateway. So once we're on Prime and it's TGIF Network, it's just going to be TGIF Network. In fact, explaining why it was called Prime, because it's a beta test. We had to separate them somehow, so that was just a name. The TGIF Network's going to stay TGIF Networks. All gateway stuff that have set now, TGIF Network should work fine. Very good. All right, this is Kilo 4, Whiskey, Zulu, Victor. Thank God it's Friday on the TGIF Net. More questions. Who's got questions about Prime and how things are going to work and what's going to happen? And talk group admins, you got any questions? Now's the time to get those answered. Anybody anywhere, I'll make a list. Please come out.
KI4ZNH.
K8NKL.
All right, we've got two outstanding amateur radio operators with questions for Mr. Ty. We got KI4ZNH and KE8NKO. KI4ZNH. Go ahead, sir. You have the podium.
Well, thank you, Robert. I'm not sure if this goes to Ty or yourself, but I went over there to the new server. We'll call it Prime, and I clicked on Discord, and it came up, and I put my call in there, and it says, claim your account. I put my email address in there, and the email says it's already registered, and I'm having a problem at that point. I'm hoping that maybe Ty can help me with that. Over to you, Ty, KI4ZNH.
This is KI4ZNH. If you're talking about the Discord thing where you can hit join, my recommendation is maybe you did register or whatever for Discord's a whole different system. It's kind of like it's like chat system, right? And so you can make an account on there, and there's a whole lot of the servers on it, right? And TGIF is just one. So if I were you, I would recommend going just to like discord.com, right? And if it says your email's already been registered, just go to like forgot password, you know, and then put your email in, and then it'll just email you like a forgot password link, you know, and then you can just like reset it. I don't know how your email got registered. I don't know. But if you own that email, then you can get it back. I mean, but yeah, I would just go to discord.com and it should be, you can sign in or register, and there'll be a forgot password link, you know. It's recovered that way, and it should work out fine. And you can send us an email, I guess, at support@tgf.network, but I think it'll be fine. It should work out all right. Reach out to us if you have issues. But Court's pretty good about her stuff, so I'll send that to you.
Okay, what I understand from the conversation there, I go to discord.com and try to register, and if it comes up with the same problem, tell them I forgot my password, and we'll go from there. Well, thank you, Ty. I don't want to hold up the frequency here. Over to you, Robert, KI4ZNH.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, if maybe registered a while back or something, forgot about it or something, they'll push up on Discord just to do what I said there and do the forgot password and stuff, and I'm sure they'll get it fixed for you there. All right, very good. Let's move on to KE8NKO. Go ahead, sir.
All righty, thanks. This is KE8NKO, Stephen Bay City, Michigan. I had a question on passwords.
and I've been professor for Spencer already. But I know on the TJF Prime, we have a system-generated password that we put now into the expert settings on the PyStar, or through the TIS spot, which is what I use, whatever. Is there going to be an option at some point where we can have you use our own password? I know me and a few other guys would kind of like to have it the same as our Brandmeister password, just for the ease of not having to go through and redo that information all the time in the expert settings and all that. I mean, I know it's only one or two steps, but some people are running the older versions of the Pi software. I mean, it's, you know, like 2 to 3 minutes load time for that. Is there any plans on those options being able to be user-made and just system-generated back in the control K4WZB?
This is K5RK. We're actually working with the developer from PyStar, directly, so that we can get that integrated in real nicely. To answer your question directly about if we're going to let you enter in a password of your own, or security code, you know, whatever you want to call it, I'm not sure about that exact yet. Because maybe you have the same password as you do somewhere else in that place. I don't know. I guess I have to give that some thought. But basically, I don't want to get into this too much just yet because we're still kind of hashing out with the PyStar guys exactly how to make this real smooth. But kind of the idea right now is to where, like you said, right now you have to go into expert settings and all this and that. Well, remember, guys, like whenever we do the switch, and probably a bit before that, so just like how you have, you can administrate your own talk group, right, and you can make it where anybody can join without even needing that, and just using, like, password with a zero, right, like, that's called scope. And so, like server admins, we can control the global scope. And so right now I have globally enabled or disabled legacy login, meaning with that basic pattern, right? Let me reach you real quick. And so I'll be disabling that or re-enabling just normal legacy logins here then, and you'll be able to get in, right? And so kind of the idea is so far, and this isn't like set in stone necessarily, but we're trying to make it as easy and straightforward as possible. In my opinion, having to go and type that code in, whether it be the Brandmeister password or this one, is kind of annoying. And so we're actually, kind of the idea right now is to support that method where you can go and copy the code just because people are used to doing it that way. And, you know, so we'll support that in PyStar. And then also just have, we've actually got like an OAuth 2 interface in the works. So basically in your PyStar, you would have in the little TJF section, you know, just a little button, and it would pop up a page on Prime or on the new server, you know, where you would log in and basically give this hotspot like a label or a name, and just like you'd log into your account, you know, and just give it a name and give it permission, and kind of like how you go to some website and like log in with your Google account or Facebook, you know, same sort of method. And then PyStar would just automatically get that key, and you don't even have to see it or worry about it. It'll just take care of it all for you, you know. And so I think that would be a real nice and real easy method. But like I said, I will also support the other one. But I think that would be nice because, like I said, you wouldn't have to worry about remembering that long number, copying and pasting anything at all. And we're really trying to make it easy. I'll give that some consideration, you know. So let me send it back to you.
Okay, well, appreciate the answer there. And if there's some type of integration with PyStar itself, the software, I actually think that's probably even a better idea, whether it's just a one-click thing or if it's an extra box within the DMR options for, you know, having Brandmeister and TJF password both in there, I think would be great. So I appreciate you answering the question, and then I'll turn it back to the net control, KEANKL.
This is TKO4 Whiskey Zulu Victor. My name's Robert with the TGIF Net. And let's see if we got any other check-ins, the late check-ins for the net. Let's do that real quick, and then
get your questions ready, guys. We'll come back for another round of questions. So let's see if we have anybody that has not checked into the TGIF NIP that would like to. I'll leave an open space there so we can get everybody checked in. Please come now.
WP2KWC. Good evening, Robert.
NQ90.
Okay, I see you. N3ZZO. NQ90. WP2KWD. NORFH. All right, guys. Thank you very much for checking into the net. Let's open up. Okay. This is K4WZ. Who's got questions for Ty? Please come now.
N6KRJ.
Okay, we got N6KRJ. Anybody else looking for questions? KB4QCE, I got you checked in there, so don't worry about it. Anybody else got questions about Prime? Any questions at all? Now's your chance. Please come now. Well, that's good. That means we've been doing a good job, Ty. Everybody knows what's going on, and nobody has any questions, so that's a good thing. That's a good thing. So let's go with N6KRJ. Go ahead with your question.
Greetings, Todd and Robert. I got one question related to the hotspot password or passcode, however you guys want to term it. When you guys roll from Prime over to production, are you going to be pulling all the passwords from Prime over into the production server, or is it like the old legacy server, you're just going to do a DNS swap? Is that all you're going to do? That's about all I have. Thanks. N6KRJ.
NSKB5RKI. Yeah, so it's just going to be a DNS swap. And so Prime will become a production server, essentially. And go to prime.tgif.network. If you go to it in a web browser, we'll just redirect to tgif.network, which will give what you see on Prime right now, right? But I will leave the prime.tgif.network pointing to the same IP for those that are using that DNS to log in to that server right now. For all people that have their breach already set up and all of that. And we'll just be pointing the DNS over. And it's managed on Cloudflare, so like I said a couple weeks ago, 2.5 or something weeks ago, we had an issue with legacy with the host provider. Some of the file system got corrupted, et cetera. And anyway, so that kind of gave us the opportunity to push everyone over to Prime to kind of give it a test and reload. And we got a lot of good data from that. And I think the Cloudflare really switches and pushes that DNS out really quickly, unlike if you're just doing it. From the place where we got the DNS, right? So yeah, to answer your question, it's just going to be a simple like DNS swap, just pointing TGF.network over to the Prime server, and that's about it. You know, pretty straightforward. And so basically, when I did that, everyone really seemed like 90% of everybody just moved there just fine. There were even people on there talking to each other saying, "Oh no, you're on Prime right now." And they're like, no, I'm on legacy. What are you talking? You know, they didn't even realize that they were on Prime. So the only ones that I saw had issues were bridges that had the IP address hard-coded and were not using DNS. So that's something that you need to make sure you're using TGIF.network or prime.tgif.network, you know, but TGIF.network and you'll be fine. Thank you.
Thanks, Ty. I think answers my question. It was mostly like, oh, so this won't be anything for any end user to have to do to their hotspot. We don't have to do any reconfiguration if we're already on Prime, other than maybe if we want to change the DNS entry in the hotspot.
Yeah, that's correct. If you're talking to me on TGIF.network, when we do the switch, you won't even know what happened until you get on the radio and you start hearing people talk about something, or if you know, keeping up with new thing, and yeah, you don't have to do anything. Because like I said, before we could do the swap, I'm going to disable the global legacy disable flag type thing, you know, to where you can get into the server with just, you don't have to have that security code, right? That's determined by the top group that you're in. So basically, we're just letting people run their own talkers the way they want to do it, you know. So we're just keeping it open. My friend reminded me. But if you don't have, an account and you don't log in with with an actual, token or, password from Ryan, then you won't be able to use, self-care and stuff like that. But you'll be on the server now, so, once we do the switch, it's not a big deal. You can go set that up and whatnot. And like I said, before we do the switch, we'll have the pipes, we'll be with Bystar, and we'll have all that sorted, and it'll be pretty smooth, you know. We're not going to do anything that's going to confuse people and make it difficult, and, you know what I mean? So there's no need to, if you're just a regular user, no worries. There's no need to go and change anything in your hotspot. This time period right now is really just for, the big talk. Talkers and bridges, and just to give everybody, because as I've, we're getting more and more than I even expected coming in and testing things out, and so it was a good idea to do it this way. So, you won't have any issues. So, back to you.
All right, well, thank you very much. I think that answers all my questions. So then, ARJ, back to net control.
Yeah, K4WCV. I thought somebody was going to ask this question. I was not as well off. Talk of them, so I'll just bring it up, Ty. The plans for the ATL, the admin control page, how are we going to introduce that, any kind of time when that's going to happen? Are we going to meet with the talk group admins and answer questions about that, or how are we going to go about all of that? Over.
Yeah, so basically the guys here in the Discord, so if you're a talk group admin, you're basically the kind of idea of Prime is, say you manage a big group of bridge repeaters, and you're a person that's putting in a lot of your time and money, I don't know, whatever, right? But your time and your energy. And you're helping lots of more people. So one person is helping 100 people, right? We're trying to give those guys the powers they need to be able to help them, right? Instead of having to go email an admin to get this approved and this and that and this and that, right? We're trying to get it to where you can do it all yourself, right? And so if you come into the Discord, if you fit in that category, or even if you don't, if you just want to help, just come over, come on in. And basically, we have a special room for that where you can just come straight to us. But either way, if you get on Discord, you can talk to me. And basically, these guys are the ones I'm kind of letting review things, because every time I'm sending them a test of it, they're kind of pointing something out. I'm like, I didn't think about that. And so I'm, adjusting things here and there and just tuning in and getting perfect, So then this next week and the next few days, we keep refining this, and I want to make a video and make it all, very, very clear and easy and not scare anyone and basically, we'll be pushing out to those guys, and we'll get it polished and set up real nice, And then the next step is, push it out more, and then one feature at a time, So, it's better to do it that way than change it later, So, back to you.
Yeah, very good. And to all the talk group admins out there that's under development tech on Discord, it's called Trimsted Ops. So that's where you want to go, and when that page comes out for all the talk group admins, we'll probably be monitoring that hot and heavy, to answer questions about that. I'm sure title and all that, but very good. All right, let's open it up again for you've got questions, Ty got answers, and Andy posted on the general chat room how to create a Discord account. So if anybody's having trouble creating the Discord account, there's a YouTube there on how to do that. So it's on, again, general chat channel there.
All right, anybody else got any questions for Ty tonight? Guys, we're getting close. It's all getting ready to happen. Those guys have been working really, really hard to get this stuff done, and it's going to happen soon. So we appreciate everybody's patience. Who's got a question? Ty's got an answer. Please come now.
KC0RNB.
T7L1.
All right, we got KC0RNP. T7LRR. Anybody else anywhere? Last call. This is last call. Next net. And again, there's going to be one more net next Friday. So if you think of anything that you didn't think of tonight, write it down. Bring it to the net the next Friday there. And I'm sure there's some questions and stuff. So last call. Last call for tonight. Talking to Ty. Please come now.
November 0, Bravo Tango Charlie.
KV9Q, W2DB8 and F control.
Okay, we got a big list here. We got KV0RNP, G7LRR, 0BTC, KV9Q, and W2EEA. All right, let's go to KV0RNP. Go ahead, direct with Tysher.
Robert, go ahead and let some of the other ones go. I know a couple of them got repeater questions and other issues that they're trying to work out. So let them go ahead and make cases their RNP.
Okay, we'll come back to you, Richard, here. Let's go to Andy, G7LRR.
Hey, thanks for the G7LRR. Well, that's not really a question. It's a question to everybody, really. So we've been laying the website out now, and the style of the website, we're trying to make it quite user-friendly. So everything is quite simple to operate and use. But one thing that I am trying to work really hard on, I've been working with Davey and BTC and a few other amateurs from the Blind Hand Group, is the accessibility feature and people with visual things. Now, at the moment, the theme is a dark theme, and, you know, I've had a few comments, oh, I can't read this and that. Don't worry, we will be making a lighter theme that you will be able to select in your profile, and hopefully you'll be able to stop, you'll be able to move a move switch or tick box or something, and you'll have a different a theme, a live theme. And it might be not just one, it might be another one. And on some function pages, like last end and that, it's going to be rather hard to get a reader to read it quickly. It comes real fast, so maybe a simple page on that a bit later on. But sort of, if just for anybody else, like visually, it'll look horrible. But for a text reader, maybe a little bit faster in being able to read it and stuff like that, and much detail on. So there's also happening. But if anybody has any issues, whether it's with the Discord, and you'll see the accessibility feature, if it's let us know in there, and we will try our best to accommodate it. But like I said, we've got to do it with Dave and a few other ones and a few other plans and have some help. And so far, it looks like screen readers are not too bad on the system. Anyway, that's just really right. Peace out, Eldermore.
Okay, that's a great point. As everybody knows, we're working really hard, Andy, David, Ty. We want everything to be accessible for everybody. Whether you're visually impaired, whether you're not visually impaired, whether you have problems, any type of issues that one may have, we want to make it easy for everybody to access everything. So that's why there's the accessibility features section or the text group on Discord. So if you find something that you just can't make work for you or whatever, get on there and mention it. You know, maybe they can fix that for you there. All right, Andy, thanks. Good job. Keep up the great work. We appreciate you. All right, let's put N0BTC, and then KV9Q's on deck. I think we might have a repeat question there. So N0BTC, go ahead.
Here's N0BTC. That actually, Andy speaking about last heard, just brought up something else that I would just like to mention, and that's the Active Talkers. The Active Talkers section, at least for me, is a good replacement for Last Heard if the Last Heard moves too fast for your screen reader to work with properly. The Active Talkers thing is actually a really good place to go because you can still see what's going on, but it doesn't have nearly the amount of movement that Last Heard does. My question, though, was for Ty, and that's, I was curious when we're getting some more stats. I noticed on the index page there we've got, like, the verified users section, and it shows how many verified users. But on our current dashboard, we have like the number of repeaters and the number of hotspots. And I was wondering when we were going to get that on the Prime dashboard as well.
It's 85, yeah. So as you know, I think I showed you that. So I've added in statistics. We have like line graphs of users going up, and you know, like I said before, they talk with admins on their page. They'll be able to see all of the people in the talkers. They won't be able to see like their IP addresses or anything, but they'll be able to get all the other details, and we'll explain how all of that works. But you know, there's reasons why we don't want to, you know, make it to where all you just gotta go make a talk group to get somebody's IP, especially when there's so many people with PyStar using default password and UPnP enabled on the router, which is a very bad idea, guys. Change the default password on your PyStar. Seriously, do we do it? Because like I did a scan on the network, and I'm telling you, there's like over 600 people or something on TJF using the default password. Please change the default password. It's not secure. And now that I've said that, there's going to be other people out there going around checking and trying to change it. Like, you might think it's not a big deal, but it is. Sorry, not to answer your question. So since I added the stats for the users' sessions and all that, I've actually also added counting for the number of keyups like in a talk group and users in a talk group at a certain time. And so those line graphs will be there for on the publicly viewable like talk pages and on like the front. And we'll get all that. Basically, with the data there, we just have to draw it on the website now. So yeah, we have all that stuff. It'll be coming. Back to you.
Rob, you're that N0BTC MaxNet.
Yeah, copy that. Copy that. Maybe even the first page of NetDAT or something like that. I don't know. Yeah, that might be. All right. KV9Q. Go ahead, sir. Go real quick to Mr. Cop.
This is KV9Q. Thank you, Robert. Yes, I do have a repeater question. Not a PyStar repeater, but an actual repeater. I was trying to get my Motorola XPR8400 linked up with TGIF. Earlier, I was given the master IP address 74.91.125.81 and a master port of 62.031. However, I couldn't get the link up that way. And do you have any more information, or is there anyone on the net tonight that can get with me that is running an XPR 8300 or an 8400 and can help me out with these settings? I've had no luck.
Yeah, but it's KG5RK. Yeah, so I think you're talking about an IPFC connection, like a switch kind of thing. And yeah, you're not going to be able to connect in like that. But don't worry, like I've actually even gotten documentation and specifications, protocol, all that information from I forget the name of the company, but anyway. That will be implemented, but like I said, it's like one step at a time, right? But there is a way that you can get that running right now, and it by just running, like, there may be an easier solution now, but the way I do it is with something called IPSE bridge and, like, HV link or HV bridge, and you basically, like, just run on a PI or something, and then you connect it to that, and then the PI connects to the server, and it's kind of like it's just one extra hop or whatever. But, I would definitely call out, and there could probably be someone else that might be able to help you out more with that. But don't worry, we're not leaving you in the dust. And the same goes for Hydera, repeater users, and all these things. You know, we got a big list, and we're going to knock them out one at a time. But first off, we just want to get all the network running and get us all over there, right? Because with Lexi's, it's done us good. It's lasted us a while. Like, it's been impressive, you know, but it's time to move and get off of that sinking ship, you know. So, and once we do that and we have all the ground foundation laid out, then we can do all that fun stuff. And I'm really looking forward to playing with all that, seriously. And the uploads, all kinds of cool things. So, no worries. We're not going to leave you guys in the dust or anything like that. But, and on the Discord, there may be some people that could help. But, I think that was probably the last question. So, I'm sure somebody out here can mention their objection. I don't have one of those repeaters, so unfortunately, not going to be too much help. But, yeah, good luck with that, though. And keep looking at the announcements. You know, it won't be for a while, but we'll have that. All right, back to you.
Came on Q here. All right, sir. Not a problem. I'll see if I can hook up with somebody that's already doing that, or I'll just wait and later done later. No big rush. Appreciate it, though. Back to net control.
K4WZV. Yeah, you might try using TGIF.network for the URL instead there. But, yeah, just post it on the Discord. I know you posted it earlier and stuff, but there are people, you know, that come on and off different times of the day and night there. So somebody will see it there and help you with it. There's a lot of knowledgeable people there. All right, let's get to our last one for tonight. Then we're going to wrap it up there. W2DEA. Go ahead, sir. You have the phone.
Hi, Roger Neptune. I just wanted to ask about my new telephone number that I have assigned to me. I put it into my radio, but I don't see it activating. Oh, wait, it's on the Prime. It's on the, never mind. It won't be activating on the latency. It won't be activating on Prime.
KG5RK. I think you're asking, sorry, I kind of missed part of that, but I think you're asking, like, why if you keep up on one target repeater, it doesn't show up on Prime. That's because they're, like, different servers right now, right? And so, in the future, in the very near future, right, like, when we move over, this server they were talking on right now is going to, like, kind of go into hibernation, right? And when you try and connect to it, it'll be pointed over to Prime. But just transparently, it was automatic, right? So they're not bridged together or anything like that. So, like, if you wanted to, you can go over and beta test and, like, you can connect to Prime, but it's a whole different server. It's a whole different networking. So the talkers aren't bridged or anything like that, you know? But basically, like, it sounds to me like you're probably just kind of like a casual end user, like on iStar or OpenSpot or, you know. So basically, I would suggest just, you know, hold tight and do make sure that you have an account on Prime, you know, ready. But basically, like, even if you just left the IDR right now, when we do the switch, we'll be right over there and, yeah, nothing to worry about, you know. And, yeah, like I said, like, you can join the Discord, too, even just to kind of read the logs. And I think a lot of people are doing that just because even the development areas, we've tried to keep all public, even if some of them we've made read-only, so that we can kind of focus and not get distracted, but so that people can see what we're talking about and what we're working on, you know? We're really trying to be, like, transparent about everything, and so you guys can see, like, where we're at and what we're working on and all that. And so you might get some insight there. So, anyway, yeah, there's a lot of good questions. It's a really good net. So I've enjoyed these, and you guys have also reminded me about some important things. So, anyway, good questions, and I'm going to get out of here. I'm out. So, all right, 7-3 there, buddy. That's KG5RKI. Oh, my bad. I got one more. Hold on. Yeah, I'll take one more. Just be Rich.
Yeah, I forgot about Richard. He came on at first there, and he said take everybody else ahead of him. So, my bad. Go ahead, Richard.
Okay, she's there, aren't you? I know I'm on Discord, but I'll ask it on the net, because I'm sure there's probably somebody that has a question, too. GoTalk group admin. I believe it was discussed, and I believe you were saying tonight that we will be able to negate a group admin access rights to other users on Prime. So, like, for example, if I wanted to, like, set your own talk group or my 925, the working group talk group, give access to, like, Brandon WX4BCS or somebody else, is it my understanding from what you were saying that, yes, that will be a feature that will be able to be done when I talk about it in cases that aren't?
Yeah, KG5RK. Yeah, that's a good question. And, yeah, so the way that's looking right now is because, yeah, that's totally necessary. You know, you need more than one person to run a talker, you know. And so the way I've got it set up right now is you can add, the first off, you have to be registered on Prime, obviously. You know, they can maybe have to have a password to log in, so if you were to add someone to give them, like, some privileges on your talk group, you would type in their call sign, you know, and then, basically you'll have, a checklist of all of the things that you want them to be able to do, you know, and, you know, just go down there, you know, like you've done on other sites. So, yeah, absolutely. And as many as you want, basically. So, yep, that'll be there. All right, I'm worn out. That was a good question, though. But, all right, I'm off here. Catch you later. Send it back to you and then back to Rob.
Okay, not a problem. And I'll let Robert pick it up and discuss what else needs to be discussed on the transition to the Prime, in case there aren't.
All right, with my finger slipping off of it. Yep, thanks, Ty. Thanks, Andy. Appreciate it there. Everything that you guys have done, really appreciate it. And I know everybody else else out here has too. So. And I want to thank all the users that have been a little patient about this. A lot of stuff has to be done to make all this work. And we appreciate it. Remember, this is all being done for you guys to enjoy. Thanks for being patient, and we're getting ever so close. So it's going to happen soon. So thanks for being patient, and use that Discord, man. Things working out great. I've been monitoring a lot of it, and a lot of good information being exchanged there. So the Discord is becoming a great asset. But, again, thanks everybody for checking in tonight. Appreciate it. Remember, there's one more net next Friday. Ty's going to be with us there, and a lot more is going to be happening by then, I can promise you. So Ty will know a lot more about what's going to be happening there. We'll see everybody next Friday. I want to thank everybody that's checking to the TGIF net. Very much appreciated everybody checking in. If it wasn't for you guys, the net wouldn't happen. So we appreciate everybody's support with the net. I want to thank some other people. Okay, I want to thank Mr. Mitch, EA7KDO, who started this server on a Raspberry Pi. So that's where it all began there, on a little Raspberry Pi. I definitely want to thank Ty, KG5RKI. He's just really hard at getting all this code written and stuff, and it's coming all together now. So thank you, Ty. Thanks to Andy, G7LRR. I want to thank Glenn, Henry MEL, Doug, KE5CK, for all their work with the forum page. Guys, the forum page is great. A lot of good information there. If you got a question about something, go look there first. Go look on the forum page before you say, hey, K4WZD. No, you guys know I'll help you if I can, but a lot of the stuff on the forum page, so go look there. So thanks to Glenn, N3BL, and Doug, KE5CDK, and Joe, WB3IHY. He did a lot with the wiki pages and stuff, and you see Joe answering questions and stuff and directing people to the right places on the forum page. So thank you, Joe. Your help is extremely appreciated. All right. This is Kilo 4 Whiskey Zulu Victor. The TGIF net is now closed, and talk group 31665 is now returned to regular amateur radio use. 7-3, everybody, and thank God it's Friday.